Speaking with Anthony Riley this morning from Felix Gold. Anthony, good to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Anthony, you joined the company as MD back in January this year. Give us a bit of background on Felix Gold.
Andrew, I joined in January. Felix Gold IPO'd and listed on the ASX in January 2022, so it's only just over 12 months in operating. Felix Gold has a large strategic land holding in the Tintina Gold Belt of Alaska. We hold just under 400 square kilometres of tenure in that belt. Just to give your listeners some background, that belt is hosting some very large resources, sort of in the multi-million ounce up to 40 million ounce resource type size. There's some operating mines there. The Australian company Northern Star is operating the Pogo mine. And right next door to our flagship project, we have Kinross operating the Fort Knox mine, which has been there for just on 25 years. So we are in a good spot, and we are very close to, you know, other large resources and operating mines.
You mentioned the flagship project, Treasure Creek. You've put out an exploration target for this, have you?
We did, off the back of 14,000 metres of drilling last exploration season. We've calculated an exploration target of up to 3.5 million ounces on a section of that Treasure Creek project. So not the whole project, but roughly a global target there of on an area of around 2 kilometres strike length and around 1.5 kilometres wide. So a reasonably large sized area. And that target is currently being infill drilled as we speak. We started last week.
Well, that's right. Started about 10 days ago. Tell us a little bit more about the program.
Okay. Well, the program is targeting 3,500 metres for about 35 to 40 drill holes. We should get that reasonably easily. Very good drilling conditions at the moment. And as you say, we've been underway for about 10 days and we are sort of ahead of run rate at the moment. So our expectation is to have that wrapped up in about 4 weeks' time. We also have a reasonably strong expectation that assays should be starting to come back towards the end of that program. So hopefully by the end of this month, we'll have our first assays back. And the plan is to pull all that together and put a maiden inferred resource on this target in October, September, October.
And you see the mineralization there that remains open in multiple directions and at depth.
That's correct. It's pretty much open in all directions. And importantly, when we did calculate the exploration target of 3.5 million ounces, we only took that down to 200 metres. The average drill depth last year was around 100 metres. We drilled deeper holes, but we didn't go below 200. So we've limited to 200 metres just to be conservative. But to put it in perspective, Kinross's Fort Knox mine next door is currently operating sort of below deeper than 400 metres. And there's another large resource, another 20 kilometres away, which is owned by Free Gold Ventures. There's 20 million ounces there down to 800 metres. So, you know, I think we are being conservative.
And so one of those big upcoming milestones, you're looking to put out a maiden resource in Q4.
We are. So we're currently infilling the southern portion of this exploration target. Our calculations have a subset of that exploration target at around 300 to 800,000 ounces in the area that we're currently drilling. So if we got 300 to 500,000 ounces in there, I think that'd be, you know, a good start, and that would validate our modelling and it'd validate our understanding of the geology in that region as well. So it'd be a great sort of platform to work off, you know, again towards the end of this year and into next year's drilling season as well.
Good to meet you, Anthony. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew.